Blog Talk Radio. Well.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, Deacon Clarence Odom. You're live at the hottest Bob Talk radio show, at the Barbershop. I hope everyone had a blessed weekend and a wonderful day today. It's good to be back. Last weekend, we had some technical difficulties, but we're back this Sunday. So we're going to do what we always do. I'm going to introduce you guys to a new series called Friendship. But, you know, like we always do before we get started, I want to give God honor and the glory for being first in my life, who's brought me through the storm. Thank you, you know, through his grace and mercy that we're all still here. You know, we have to rely on God. And I think this series that we got coming up now with the friendship is really going to tell who your friend, who your true friends are, or who one's just there to be there and help do nothing. Again, I welcome you all to the first. To you first-timers who've been into the hottest blog talk radio show, The Barbershop, this is the platform for men where we can come and talk about anything and everything, just like a natural barbershop, but we look at this as a spiritual barbershop. You know, we still talk about anything and everything, life issues, men issues, family issues, work issues, politics, sports, the Bible. Talk about God, give him glory. You know, we do the same thing here as well, but we are here to encourage each and every one of you. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come hang out with your boy. With that being said, let's go ahead and go into prayer. So we go into the introduction to friendship. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activity of our limb. God, we just want to thank you for your grace and mercy. Without you, God, we are nothing. God, you chose us to be great. You chose us to be your servant and servants to others. God, we're asking you to reach out to the family where the officers were killed in line of duty. One officer was killed in the line of duty down in South Carolina. God, we also lift up our class, one of our class members from 92, Miss Hiller. God, touch her two sons right now, God, as she goes on to glory with you. God, give them strength that they'll be able to make it through. Bless their dad for being there, being a strong man in their life. God, we're just asking you to just keep being you. If we had 10,000 tons of God, it still wouldn't be enough to tell you thank you. God, we give you the honor and the glory. God, to the people who are listening to the sound of my voice, I speak blessings and life over everyone's issues or frustrations, whatever they're going through. God, we asking you to send your angels of healing, touch their bodies, to touch their mind. And God, we just ask you to show yourself worthy in their life. That way they can come join your team. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Again, welcome to the Hottest Blog Talk Radio Show. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Last week, like I said, I asked y'all to forgive me. We had a little technical difficulties, but you know, again, we're back this Sunday. As you know, last month, we did a month series on relationships. And it was a blessing, not to me, but I had a lot of other friends, you know, people who were listening said they really enjoyed that topic on friendship. I mean, relationship, you know, first relationship we should have, it should be with God. And let him guide us to the next level of other relationships. Because we have to love ourselves before we can love anyone else. And we should always keep God first. You know, we just talked about relationships, being intimate. You know, we talked about that as well. You know, a lot of people think being intimate, having intimacy is having sex. No, it's being intimate. That's what God even wants with us, to be intimate with him, to get closer to him, to know his voice, to hear him speak, know that it is him, and study his word. But we're going into a new thing starting next Sunday, but I just want to give you an introduction to what we're going into, which is friendship. Again, the Barbershop is a platform for men who are just listening for the first time. You know, to all my brothers out there, you know, I encourage you to listen to the Barbershop. You know, this is where you come, let your hair down, and release some stress. But we're also here to encourage one another. To love on each other, because we know as men, it's hard for us being men these days, and especially us being a fellow. You know, all men go through stuff, but it just seems like the black men are being really targeted as usual. For years, we have been going through that, but it's time for us as men, Christian men, to stand up and let them know that we're not going to take these things anymore, and let the devil know that we're tired of him causing havoc. But we also know that we can't give him all the credit for some of the stuff we put ourselves into. But we still need one another. We still need to link arms and just love on each other, show that brotherhood. And I think this series here, the friendship, is really special for the men. It's really going to show who your true friends are, as he said, your true boys, you know, who's going to ride with you and who, you know, who's going to be there with you to fight through anything and everything, not just the natural, but the spiritual as well. I had put a list on the profile of some of the things that we were going to discuss is what is friendship? What is a friend? The roles of men and women in a friendship. What is a Christian friendship? This goes for both men and women. Can you be friends? Excuse me. Can you be friends with the opposite sex? Not having sex. Are there real, true friendship between a man and a woman without having any sex? You know, just straight friends, the characteristics of a friend. We're also going to have like a round table talking about friendship, and we're going to go back and talk about a little, going to add relationships back into the mix to see where all of this is going. I encourage you all, to, when that day comes for that Sunday that we do have a round table, that you all call in and participate, because we want to hear what everybody thinks about friendship and relationships. The series on friendship is going to be very interesting, just like the relationship. And we'll find out what is a godly friendship and a true friendship. You know, when we talk about friends, you know, to me, I think real friends are the ones who be there with you through thick and thin, no matter what the situation is. You know, no matter what you're going through, you know, they're always there, you know, to help you. You don't even have to ask, and they already know something is wrong, and they'll pick up the phone or they'll come back, you know. And to me, true friendship is when they tell you things that you're doing wrong, and it's with love. You know, I think that's what true friendships are to me personally. I don't know about you guys, but to me, that's, I think, one of the characteristics of a true friend is they're going to tell you the truth out of love. They're not going to sugarcoat it. They're not going to tickle your ear. You know, they're not just going to be saying they're going to say it because they truly mean it. And I know some of us that's listening or that's calling in, you have some true friends. Have been there for you and kept it real with you. And that's good. And I think everyone should have true friends, real friends. You know, but we have some that just want to be leeches. You know, because you got this, they want, oh, they're your friend. Like when I was coming up, when I first got my first car, my dad said, you'll know who your friends are. He said, hopefully your car don't break down, but if it break down or you don't have no gas, you'll find out who your real friends are. And he told the truth. When your car break down, won't nobody around. As long as you got gas in and it's running, oh, they there. But then I did have some that, you know, pick them up from school in the morning. Hey, they had gas money. We hung out, and no matter what. But you do have the ones, like I said, because you have something they want to leech off of you. I call them leeches. You know, you can call them whatever you want to, but that's just me personally. You know, we have friends, you know, even in our spiritual life, we're going to have some that's going to want to drain our anointing, want to drain us. And when they can just go before God themselves or give their life to Christ and have that relationship with God, then they won't have to, you know, drain you dry. I know plenty of people who've done been there before. I know I have. People just want to drain, you know, but we still, as servants of God, as God's children, we still have to keep pushing and still encourage them. Like I said, you'll know who's there, who's true and who is not. Because eventually they will show themselves. You know, right now they're just getting the friendship. You know, they're getting the representative. And you got to be careful because some people can paint a pretty picture. But when it's time to get true down real with them, that the real them will come out. I see we got a call already, 5223-5223. Go ahead, Carla.
I just wanted to talk about friendship. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just wanted to talk about friendship between men and women. I think friendship between men and women should be defined when you start a relationship.
True. Anything else?
Well, when you define that relationship with the same sex or the opposite sex, then everyone understands how that relationship should go.
Yeah, that's true. That's why, you know, a lot of people send their representatives instead of sending them their real selves. You know, I think if we would let the real us come out and stop sending the representatives or being camouflaged and wait till the end, and all of a sudden, that's when you realize that, oh, wait a minute, they're not who they say they are. So I think, you know,
exactly.
We should just be straight up. Should be straight up with each other, lead the representative out of it, and just be straight up, because if you still want to pursue the friendship or the relationship, then that's the other person's choice, or it's your choice to say, well, okay, I just leave it alone, we could be friends, but, you know, just hey, bye, be cordial, or whatever. And I think some people will try their friendship to go to a relationship and end up messing up both. But that's correct. I think you're correct. You should be straight up from the get-go. How are we going to do this? Are we going to just be friends, or are we going to do, or what? You know, have to put everything on the table. If not, then that's going to cause some problems somewhere down the line. But I think people don't understand that you have to, nowadays, you really have to be straight up with each other, because we don't know what the other person has been through or what they are going through, or what their past relationship or friendship they had with other people.
I agree with
that. We got
that.
Another
Four.
Caller. 317-6317.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Pastor Jerome.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just hanging in there. How you doing? Hello, can you hear me?
How you doing today? Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm doing good, can't complain. And yourself?
Well, I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
So what you got for us today?
Well, just calling in, you know, to speak on the situation, you know, first of all, people got to realize what a friend is before they can go ahead on and
right.
try to go out here and join themselves with in a relationship with a male or a female, so far as on a friendship level. And
mm-hmm.
that's what it boils down to. People don't really know what the definition or the meaning of what a real, true friend is. Everybody is superficial.
Mm-hmm.
They fake. They make all these promises that they know they can't keep, instead of just being real and unguarded and showing the real them. People portray to be
mm-hmm.
something that they hate to try to gain a friend, and that's not a real person I want to be around. Myself,
right.
Being a friend is being there with somebody through thick and thin, through good and bad, having their back,
mm-hmm.
having their best interests at heart, praying for them when they need to be prayed for, encouraging them when they need to be encouraged, not smiling in their face and talking about them behind their back and saying you with them 1 minute and you turn around, you're against them the next minute. All this is just a bunch of phony, and that's what's going on in the world. So that's why, you know, it's hard to find a true friend in the world. You know, our true friend
mm-hmm.
is in Jesus. And, you know, and that's why
right.
I had to learn how to trust in the Lord all my heart, because man will let you down every time. They'll let you
mm-hmm.
down. They'll make superficial promises that they don't keep. And, you know, I would
mm-hmm.
hate to be a woman to try to trust and steal value in a man, you know, and that's the only way a real relationship gonna work and go move into marriage. You got to first be friends first. You got to
mm-hmm.
build that foundation first. But nowadays, man, you don't
mm-hmm.
even know who to trust. You try to open up your heart
yeah.
to different people in different situations, and you try to be there for people, and I expect, if I'm there for you, I expect for you to be there for me. If I don't turn my back on you,
yeah.
I don't expect for you to turn your back on me. I mean, those are what true
right.
friends are. You know, but
Yeah.
Friendship is like doormats. People come in your life and they turn around and walk out your life. Nobody come and stick and staying in for the long haul. They just here to just try to be glorified according to what you're going through in the goodness. And then when it come down to it where if it hit the fan, they the first one to go. You can't even call on them. Just like you said earlier about what your dad. So you find out who your real friends are when you if you have a car, your car break down. And that's a true statement.
Yeah.
That's a real true statement.
Yeah, it is. You know, I like I said, I learned that the hard way, you know. Like you said, some people come in real quick and, you know, all of a sudden you like, cool, and next thing you know, poof, they gone. Or just like you said, you know, you can get in a situation and then as soon as something happens, then, you know, they'll be the first ones I told you won't. It's just like what I walk with Christ. You know, if something go down, you know, we all make mistakes. You know, no one is perfect. But then as soon as you make a mistake, the first thing they'll tell everybody, I told you they won't save or told you they won't save. But you fail to realize, you know, we make mistakes. No one's perfect. But they'll be the first ones to go back and tell your business. You know, this is stuff like when you have dreams or visions, you really can't tell everybody your dreams or your goals or your visions because you have all that's going to pray against them.
That's right.
And then, you know, even with relationships, you really can't tell everybody that you're in a relationship because, you know, you might have a friend that's going through something in their relationship, but yours is good. And then once you get to talking about that, they get mad. You know, we got to be careful who we tell what we're going through. We already know we're going to have someone that's going to be a prayer against it. Or when the time comes, you're going to have someone that's going to take off running. And then when everything get back cool, then they want to come back in. You know, you didn't stay there with me from the get-go? Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's right. My 15-year-old daughter, I was talking to her yesterday. I said, baby, I said, don't you have any friends in school? She said, no, I have associates. I said, what do you mean by that? She said, because the kids in school are so fake. They're so superficial.
Wow.
And these are our kids.
Mm-hmm.
She said, because they act like they're your friends and want to get around the certain people, then they want to show out.
Mm-hmm.
Want to try to disrespect her and talk about and do these things and act like she don't exist. So these things don't just affect us as old, it affects our children as well when it comes down to friendship because people know what real friendship is because we see so much of the backstabbing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So much of that on my kids seeing that and dealing with that in what they see us go through in our lives, and it affects our kids as well. So, you know, the world is in a bad and sad shape. It really is. It really is. Nobody got each other's interest. Everybody's selfish.
Nah. Yeah, because I know I'm about like you. The other day I was talking to Brianna, and she was at work. You know, she was like, well, Dad, you know, I just go to work to work. I don't go to make friends. And even with grown women or grown men, we already know when you stay to yourself because you don't want to be involved. Not that you don't want to be involved, because first of all, you're new to that place, that work environment. So you're not ready to just jump in and tell your business. And, you know, like she told me, the girls got mad. Well, I said, you know, just let them stay mad because you don't have to tell your business. If you don't want to tell it, keep it to yourself. If they get mad, they get mad. Let them know. She said, well, I just go to make my money, go home. And we experience that, like you said, even with our kids go through that. And it's sad that our kids have to go through that because you would think you want them to live a happy life. Yeah, being a teenager, growing up, seeing things. But now, the way things are going on, they seeing stuff to the extreme now. You know, the stuff they put on TV, the stuff they see in school, because I know when we was coming up school, the stuff that these kids go through now in school, I don't think we really went through half of the stuff they go through now. You know, because, you know, with the killings in school, guys bringing guns to school, you know, when we was coming up, it wasn't nothing like that. But because back then, you know, I met some of my true friends back coming up in school. You know, like you, for instance. And we've been friends almost 30 years. You know, people don't have friendship and marriages like that anymore. And it's sad, you know, but that's life. But, I think that's why I'm glad God gave me the platform for the barbershop, you know, because we encourage the men to come and talk, you know, because even with us as men, we hold so much stuff in because we don't have nowhere to turn to. And then, like we were saying, if they your friends, then they going to tell you the truth. They going to be there with you through thick and thin. They going to be with you in the good, bad, and the ugly. You know, but you got some, they're afraid of what their friend, what the boys going to say to them. Well, if they your true boys or your true friends, they shouldn't let you go through this by yourself. You know,
well,
but that's what happened, you know.
So ahead. But see, ain't no love. There's no love. That's where it comes down to. If you don't have love in your heart, and you don't love and respect yourself, how you gonna love and respect somebody else? Or how you gonna be a true friend when you don't have compassion for your friend, or you don't love your friend?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the problem is at. Where people don't understand what love is. That's the same thing we dealt with when we talked about the relationship, having a relationship with Christ. You still got to have the mind of Christ. So Christ can instill some love in your heart. So he'll teach you how to be a friend. He'll teach you how to be a child. He'll teach you all these types of things. It's because people don't have the mind of Christ or have Christ in their heart. And that's why they can't be a true friend. See, it's not hard to be true to somebody that's true. Why would you want to be mixed up and involved in a situation where it's fake and you know it's fake?
Yeah.
See, for me, just like a while ago, it's life. Yeah, it's life, but it ain't part of my life because you're either with me or you're against me. That's the bottom line. If you with me, we'll ride or die. We'll ride till the wheels fall off. But if you're against me, hey, go on your way. Like I said a while ago, being a friend is loving one another, having compassion one another. If you see your brother Aaron, you your brother's keeper, then you have the responsibility to warn your brother and talk to your brother. So look, man, that's not the way you, whether they want to hear it or not. Man, you know, that's not what you need to be doing. It's not the way you're supposed to be going, whether you want to hear it or not. I still got to tell you because I love you, because you my brother. And then warn them, and then if they go on about their way and do what they ain't supposed to do, eventually they're going to find out you were right, and then they're going to have to come back and apologize and say, man, you were right, I should have listened. Then that shows them the type of person that you are, that you a true friend. And when you do that, you expect the individual to at least learn from the situation. So if I'm Aaron, if I'm going away I don't need to go, you my friend, then you need to tell me, warn me. If you see something come up on me, don't add to it. Don't come in here and help me sin. Don't do those things. You know I'm married, and I come to you, and you going to the club, and I say, well, come on, let me go to the club with you, cuz. I'm going to go to the club. No, you need to tell me, no, man, you don't need to go to the club. You married. You got a wife. You need to go home. Because that's what single men do. Single men go to the club. Who are they looking? They looking for a hookup.
Yeah.
So we ain't got nothing in common. So if we got that type of relationship, you need to be a friend enough to tell me, no, you don't need to go that way, man. No, you stay home. You ain't going to no club with me. Or you go out here. Deceiving to your wife. It ain't gonna be because of me. You with me. No, sir. So, you got to give to
them. Don't want them.
You got to do this thing. Right, absolutely. You know, everybody ain't happy for you. Everybody ain't happy for what you said. You just like you said, you can't tell everybody your plans because everybody ain't happy for you.
Mm-mm.
And the ones that really ain't happy for you, the closest ones to you. The ones that's praying against you. They ain't happy for you. They for your success. They want to see you low down like they low down. See, if a good friend
Yeah, I mean, it's because if they, you know, they sit there, like I call them leeches, you know, just like in your spiritual realm, they know that you walk with Christ and that you know that you always encourage, but, you know, some folks just want to latch on and afraid to let go. But, you know, as an individual, if you know that person, that's all they're doing, then you really have to tell them, no, I can't do it. You know, I don't see this going anywhere. I don't see no true friendship. You know, but just like on the movie Bad Boys, Martin dealt with true friends. They got on each other's nerve, but at the end, they were still together. And, you know, that's true friends. You're going to go through. You're going to both get bruises. You're going to both cry. You're going to both be happy. You know, we just have to be careful. You know, like we said when we were talking about relationships, become friends with God, be in a relationship with God, and He will show you everything else how to be a friend. Like I said, you know, you ain't got to be there, but you can, you know, that's one thing I tell people, you know, regardless. There's one thing you can't stop me from doing is loving you. Because if God loves you, I'm going to love you too. But, you know, I can speak from a distance. If I feel like that, you know, something ain't right with you, that you just trying to be nosy. Well, you know, some people could just want to come in and act like they're your friend, and sooner or later, they go back and tell you all your business. Because I know when I was at my job at Cardinal,
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ron. What I was gonna say is,
like when I was,
you don't see no. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, what I was gonna say is because people don't want to go through nothing. If they don't want to go through nothing, they ain't gonna want to go through nothing with you. People come and leech to you, like you said, because they want to try to get everything they can get out of you. And once they feel like they ain't got everything they can get out of you, they didn't want to turn their backs on you. They don't want to walk away. This is how they do. When they feel like they're getting ahead and doing things and going forth and situations, they don't need you then. But as soon as the air is let out their bubble, then they come back, they come down, they didn't want to come and pour out to you and pull on you and for you to help and try to stroke their ego and try to encourage them and motivate them and pick them up. But when I help lift you up and got you and help where you need to be, you won't stud me. You turn your back, you walk away, and you act like I ain't been there for you, act like I ain't done nothing for you. But then you walk away. But soon as it hit the fan, then you got to turn around. You want to come back looking in my face, and then you want to act like, hey, don't know how to apologize. Don't know how to do these things, wrongdoing, and you know, cause ain't no such thing as a perfect friend. We all arrow.
No,
we
not.
All go through
that. Yeah.
We all stubborn. We all hard-headed. And that's where the problem comes in. We don't even recognize a true friend when we got a true friend. We really don't. We feel because the individual ain't supporting you in your mess and co-signing you in your mess, we feel like they ain't no true friend. They just jealous. They just mad. They just all these things. But in nationality, that person is showing you love because they're trying to tell you and warn you for what's to come. But the people are so naive, they don't want to see things. They're so big-headed and so self-righteous, they feel like they won't make moves on their own, do what they want to do, or whatever the case may be. But God put certain people in your lives, friends, for a reason. You can't see everything. Just like a husband and a wife or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. A husband can't see everything, just like a wife can't. God gave man a wife so she could have the eye to see to watch his back. A woman can foresee things and discern things a man can't discern. But if you don't have the common sense to realize who she is, first and foremost, she's your friend. She should be your friend first. She got your best. She got your back. She got your best interest. So therefore, if she try to tell you something, You got to be able to have the wisdom and the knowledge to listen to your friend, because she's your friend first. That should be your best friend, your spouse.
Yeah.
That should be your best friend. And that's where the problem come in at. A lot of people don't want to, they self-righteous, selfish people, and don't understand when trueness and realness in front of them because they don't have trueness and realness in them. See,
mm-hmm.
See, we discern by the Spirit. See, when the Spirit, when you discern by the Spirit, that's how homosexuals can attract homosexuals, because of that Spirit. See, when you're a true friend,
mm-hmm.
you attract what? True friend. So when you
mm-hmm.
come around one, they can't recognize your Spirit because they ain't true. They say they got mess in them. So then, therefore, we don't have
mm-hmm.
no relationship. We just associates. We
right.
not friends. We just associates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean,
yeah.
it's a mess, but, you know, that's what's going on, bro.
yeah. Yeah, it truly is. I mean, and it's sad, you know.
Really?
That, you know, we have to go through, you know, we go through things like that. But, you know, I thank God for the probably about 10 friends, I can say, that sent, you know, that's really been there for me with no problems, with no questions asked. And I tell people, when you meet someone like that, it's best to keep them in your corner. If you sense that they've been there and they've been with you through some stuff, and they ain't wavered or went nowhere, you got to hold on to them, because it's hard to find, you know, real friendship, true friendship. And it truly is, you know, because people drop of a dime, well, they stab you in the back. You know, push come to shove, okay, well, if I can get this, I'm going to get this, and I'm going to burn the road up, you know, forget them. But then, you know, we have to understand, once you do that, and then you got to be careful now, because you took it from them, somebody can turn around and take it from you. Then you be without. But, you
That's
know,
right.
I'm glad as we God is dealing with us on now, it's friendship. You know, now we can just start saying, they my that's my friend. You know, be like, you know, I heard adults say, oh, nah, we just associates. You know, and it's sad that your daughter at 15, now that's what she's saying. Oh, those are associates. Those are not friends. Wow, when we was coming up, we had friends. We fight, get dirty, play in the mud. We fight each other, but the next day, we playing with each other. We don't, oh, man, you know, I'm sorry. You know, we got in a fight. I'm sorry for saying that. But like you said, nowadays, we don't, you know, they tend to go get a gun. Okay, I'm going to end this real quick time, you know, pull the trigger. But, you know,
people,
I'm glad that this would.
People are fake, and they're a bunch of liars. That's what the world has come to. Folks will tell a lie quicker than they tell the truth. That's the problem. If
yeah.
you know you can't do a thing, then why would you say you're going to do a thing? They make all these falsehoods and all that. I don't need friends like that. They're going to stand in my face and they're going to lie to me. And you got to
mm-hmm.
be careful what you say and what you promise, because the devil
mm-hmm.
is quick to turn around and make you look like a fool. People don't realize that. You got to guard your words.
Mm-hmm.
See, just like you, even the smallest little thing that you can say, well, look, I'll be right back, or I'll call you back in a few, or
mm-hmm.
any little small thing, and then you turn around and you don't do it. What is that? That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around and let the devil lead you into a lie. See, nobody want to be held for no accountabilities or nothing. Your words are the words that people, they judge you by, because those are your actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are what you say. Yeah, you say you're gonna do something. Okay, well, I'm sitting back and I'm waiting to see if you're gonna react on what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You started and created that. Well, now I need to see you follow up. If something come up where you can't call back or whatever case may be, then pick up the phone. Nowadays you ain't got to pick up a phone. Send a text. Well, look, something came up. I ain't gonna
mm-hmm.
be able to come back by. Or I call you, I can't talk right now. I'll say I'll call you right back in a few minutes. If I can't talk right now, something came out, I'll call you later on. In a little situation
mm-hmm.
where people don't understand, those
yeah.
little small, they little say small lies, them little white lies. All lies are lies.
Yeah.
Nobody, a lie don't have
yeah.
no size to it. If you're a true friend,
no, it don't.
If you're a true friend, have some decency about yourself. Tell the truth.
Yeah.
I can't trust you. I can't mm-hmm. trust. Every relationship is built on trust. Every relationship.
Yeah.
So how can we be friends if I can't even trust the words that's coming out of your mouth? How can
mm-hmm.
I do that? Well, that's the problem. People are a bunch of liars nowadays. They quick to tell a lie, and they want to know why people ain't really studying you, because you lie all the time. You lie all the time. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
thing. People listen. People are listening to what you say. And they know when you lying and when you ain't, because you already got it before.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be back
mm-hmm.
I'll be back in a few. You know good where you ain't coming back. I know good where you ain't coming back.
Well,
I know you
when
back.
You
know.
Just can say I ain't coming back. Yeah.
Right,
I'm guilty whether I done better before too. Yeah.
Look, we all fall short of the glory. We all done it. We all done it. I ain't talking about. We all done it. But then, you know, I had to realize that I had to error my ways. Then I had to rectify the error of my ways so that I could stop doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put my finger to, and I'm guilty of it too. See what I'm saying? So I got to preach to me before I can preach to you. So either way, the way we got to hit home first. So those things that we got, that's those things that we gotta stop. We got to stop doing. We got to stop trying to be something that we ain't. If you know you can't do it, say you can't do it. If you ain't gonna do it, say you ain't gonna do it. And if you're gonna do it, do it. Shut up about it and do it. I mean, come on, I gotta have some accountability. That's the problem with people, and that's why we can't. You know, it's hard to have a friendship. It's really hard to try to, you know, you try to open yourself up, let somebody into your circle. You know, you want to extend a little bit of trust to them and see where they go with it. You know, my old saying, I tell folks, you know, I give them a rope and see what they do with it. They either pull themselves up with it, or they wrap around their neck and they hang themselves with it. So, you know, you hang yourself. Well, that's me. You know, that's me. You know, I try to be real. You've been knowing each other for a long time, and I don't think I changed too much. If anything, for the better. I try to be there for you. If I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. I try to hold you down. I try to have your back. If I see you something that you doing that ain't right, you know me. I let you know, so little brother, ain't the thing to do. Whether we got each other. And, you know, hey, it cooled out.
Yeah.
Then you come back. You were right. Okay, well, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, you know, you got to have each other back. You know, I try to be the same person I was when you met me today. I ain't changed.
Yeah.
That much.
On that friendship level, it was started as friendship. And then, you know, like we always said, when we always talk about it on the show, that God took it from a friendship to like a brotherhood. You know, it just worked. It was way on up to the next level as brothers. You know, because when we left, we hadn't seen each other for a while. Then when God brought us back, we both was in the ministry. Cool. And, you know, then now we have more things to talk about. We can talk about God and the Word and this as what we used to do. We talk about what we used to do when we were coming up, when we grew up in the projects, how we used to take
talk
trips
about
together. Now it's a lot of new things. And like I tell people, when you got friends like that, that you can just get on the phone and just carry one little conversation, next thing you know, you done been on the phone about 2-3 hours. You're like, whoa, we've been on the phone this long. And you know the type of, you know, you got to keep those type of people around, you know, because when you're going through, they going to be there. And like you said, you have to turn around and be there for them, you know, because just like when my dad passed, Russell was there. When his dad passed, I was there. When his mama passed, I was there. Even when his son was born, I knew before his parents did. I knew his wife was pregnant before they did. You know, even when Brianna was born, Russell was there. You know, Justin, and we've been friends just like me and you. We've been friends going on 30-some years, and we never wavered. Been plenty of times I was going through, and I go over this house, you know, they give you the Holy Ghost handshake. We already know what that is. You know, it's blessings. You know, and the same with me, you know. A couple of weeks ago, he needed to go pick his car. Then he has to say, all right, I'll be there to get you. You know, those are real friends who you don't even have to finish a sentence, and they know you need to. I'll be there. Don't worry about it, I'm coming. Drop of a dime. Same way with you. You know, hey, push comes to shove, we got to get dirty and nasty together and grind it. That's how it's going to be. Ain't worth two pence for me to sit there and watch you go through when I know I can help you. And the same way you can help me, the same way with Russell. We can help each other. Why not let us dig ourselves out this hole together? We got, what, six hands? Hey, we can get out the hole quicker. You know, but some just want to get in and be nosy. You know, because I was always told you got to be careful who you will put yourself around. You know, cause like I was saying at my old job at Cardinal, I was there for 6 years. And there's only two guys that I broke bread with that I let come into my house because that was because of the spirit. Led me to just these two you can invite into your house. The rest of them, they just want to come and be nosy. And next thing you know, they'll be done told everybody what you got, what you ain't got, what your house look like. And they know they'll diss. So, you know, like you said, we got to be used to let the spirit discern us, let the Holy Spirit guide us to the right friendship. And we also have to have that friendship with God as well. You know, he going to show you. But sooner or later, like they said, well, it's in the dark going to come to the light. So like you said about your rope, say, go ahead, bud. Eventually, it's going to come out. I sit here and twiddle my fingers. Okay, here it goes. About to happen. Boom, there it goes. They show their true color. Well, they show how much of a friend they are. You know?
Yep.
And don't take much to tell. Well, you know what? I'm sorry, man. I fell asleep or something came up. Forgive, you know, can we reschedule? Then I'll be more, okay. You know, just like sometimes people say, man, I want to mess with him. They ain't about Kool-Aid. Okay, just because you and him done had out, what makes you think me and him going to end the same way? I heard what you say. But you could be just telling me this because y'all done had beef. But he speak to me every day, and we talk every day. So now you want to come tell him, all right, that he ain't this, he ain't that. Well, mighty funny, when we go to break, he sit down with me, we talking about stuff, just laughing and giggling. You mad because whatever y'all had won't real. He didn't trust you. But the whole while, you trying to make him look bad, but on the whole while, it's you.
Yep.
And another thing we're going to talk about, friendship with men and women. It's impossible for men and women to have a true friendship without having sex. I can't wait to get that because I hope we have a lot of people call in on it because I want to get this from everybody. And I think when I get ready to do that one, I want you to be the guest speaker on that one because it's going to be real interesting. And we're going to talk about characteristics of a friend. What you guys say, Ron?
I said, you know, I got something on that anyhow.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saving that one for you. Well, maybe you be the guest speaker on that one. You know, like I said, you know, then we're going to have a round table. We're going to invite everybody to come, and we're just going to talk about friendship, you know, relationship, you know. And this is what we, things like this, what we need to know as men and women. So when we do decide to go to another level of friendship or engagement or marriage, then we'll know. But before we do all that, we still have to, it still goes back to having that relationship with God. Having that relationship with him, becoming his friend, because we already know he our friend. He haven't left us not one time, but we left him. You know, that's a true friendship. He's always been there. So, you know, all of this is going to tie in together. And then we're going to do some, like I said, characteristics of friendship. I had wrote down some words in the letter friendship. The ancient friendship to me is honesty. We're going to talk about that. And there's a couple more. And then I got the E in friendship as being an example. The N in friendship, networking. You know, this is going to be a good one, too. The Spirit led me to the letter I in friendship, integrity. Now I'm looking at this friendship. These are some characteristics of being in a friendship. You gotta have integrity about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say this, and I say I mean what I say. An individual better put their trust in the Lord, and make sure he your friend. Put all your trust in him because He ain't gonna let you down.
No,
like the old song said, "What a friend we have in Jesus." You better make sure you got a friend in Jesus. man, on some level is gonna let you down. And that's why we got to have that kind of Christ, to have Christ first in our lives, and that's our true friend to help us get through those disappointments that those so-called friends, associates don't put us through, because that's the biggest deception that there is around here is friendship. People use that word, and they use that word loosely. They got their own personal name from that. So what they do, they try to befriend you under false pretenses to get whatever they feel like they can get from you. And whether it's a guy trying to get with a girl, now you know what his intention is. We men, you can say you know his intention is, especially if she's fine, she's fine and she all that. Mm-hmm. You know what his intention is. He's trying to get close to her because he want to get with her. And I ain't talking about on a friendship level. He's trying to get with her. That's what he's trying to do.
And
that's the same thing with a woman and a man. Especially now, you can have a good guy, a real good guy, that don't have anything going for him, don't have no money, but that'd be the best man for these women to help build with, to help pour into. But they ain't studying him. They want all these guys with all material things. So when they come to these guys, a lot of them ain't worth nothing, but they don't care about how he looks. No good and well, his attitude ain't worth nothing. He a nasty individual, but they don't care about these things. They try to befriend him because they got, you know what I'm saying? They got something they trying to get. They trying to get that money, trying to do all things. So we take friendship and we manipulate the concept of what a real friend is all about. We say we friends. We say we love individuals. We say all these things, and all we doing is just lying to our teeth. We lying. First and foremost, we lying to ourselves. Then once we done lied to ourselves, then we lie to individuals that are around us. And no good well, that individual don't mean you no harm. But you see something that you think that you can gain off of, then you want to try to connect yourself with them and act like you are all this. This is how some of this uses example of women. This is what women do when they around certain people. They want to try to be part of the clique. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, girl. No good where you found it. No good where that ain't how you talk. But when they ain't around that clique, then this is what they doing. You know how the game go. And we do the same thing with the trying to talk on smooth, act like they all did, get around and feel like they got it going on. You'll admit somebody done did everything that you can mention. Yeah, I done that. Y'all done had it. I done did that. No, you ain't done that. That's not important. You were trying to be your friend. What you got, it don't matter to me. Because what you got, God can bless me with it. Same opportunities that were forward to you, God can bless me with those opportunities. But, you know, you got people out here that envy and jealous, and you got some folks out here that trying to impress folks with material things and all this stuff like that, and you bring the wrong perception. You know what they say, you got one time to make a first time impression.
Impression.
So if your impression coming out with a lie, and I know there's a lie, you don't have to do these things. Just be real.
Yeah.
Be humble. Yeah. And just open up, little man. Hey, look, what's going on? And we build a ground to come up, common ground to build up off of. It might be sport.
Yeah.
It might be cars. Oh, well, okay. It might be life. Might be different types of experiences, relationship we done been through. You find common ground. And you be open, allow yourself to open up and be vulnerable to be able to let that person see who you are and know who you are, and then they can accept you for themselves. You don't lie to them, and they don't lie to you, and then you can grow a healthy friendship.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going
to say. Yeah, it's going to be real interesting when we do this. You know, because before I got on the air, I went into a deep praise and worship. And the Spirit had led me to get on my knees. And that's what I did. I got on my knees and I worshiped him. I'm like, you great to do something. I don't know what it is, but it's great to be interesting. And then I just kept looking at the stuff that he had gave me for this show. And it's great to be interesting because we really great to see, you know, what friendship is truly about, real friends. You know, can you have real friends? Yes, you can. But you still have the ones that you got to be careful with because they got their hands in the pocket. You know, I keep my eyes on somebody who keep their hands in the pocket because I don't know what they got in their pocket, in their hands. So they just might decide they want to do something crazy. You know, I need to see your hands at all times. To me, somebody digging in their pocket. Wait a minute, why you keep digging and fumbling in your pocket? You know, it's just, and I look at it that way, it's about friendship too. You know, be yourself. You know, you don't have to fake no friendship. I mean, be yourself. At the end of the day, it's up to me whether I want to be your friend or not. But if you just keep it real,
You're right, absolutely. But look, I just want to throw this in. You know what a real friend does? In spite of whether you mistreated me or not, you know what a real friend does? A real friend forgives. Now, a real friend forgive. We might not be as close as we were, or I might go my separate ways, but a real friend forgives an individual because, first of all, when you don't know better, you don't do better. See, when you know better, you're supposed to do better. A lot of people, because of situation comes up, they get mad and they go their separate ways, not having compassion for one another to understand, well, why did they do that? What were they thinking? To talk it out to find closure into the situation. Folks will get mad, get pissed off, and then fuss each other out, cuss each other out, and they go about their separate ways. That's not a true friend on either part. Even though the individual hurt you and turned their back on you, yes, it hurts. But if you was a real friend, you got love for that individual. So you got to have a forgiving heart. See, that's what Christ teaches us. Teaches us how to have compassion for one another. Well, why did he do that? Is it something I done? Brother, look, if something I said to you to hurt your feelings, I apologize. But I know I ain't done nothing for you to mistreat me and do the way that you did me. So I apologize if it was anything. The Bible says blessed is a peacemaker. So then, therefore, somebody gotta be the bigger person to apologize to make it right if that friendship is repairable. Now, if it ain't repairable, it's beyond repairing. You forgive them and you move on. Cause you know what they're saying. You know what they say.
That's true.
First time what? Shame on me. Get me second time. Shame on you. No, that's wrong. Get me the first time. Shame on you. Get me the second time. Shame on me because I allowed it to happen the second time. See, when the signs come, you got to watch the signs. If you give another person another chance, trust is something that's earned. It's not given. If you done deceived me one time, then if I let you back in, then of course I'm gonna be watching you because you gotta regain that trust. So I'm watching every move, just like you said about the hands in the pocket. I'm watching you. I'm watching you, seeing what you're doing, seeing what you're asking is, seeing you're remorseful for what you've done. A lot of people just want to apologize and think you're supposed to be done. Because I forgave you, don't mean I forget. It don't mean I forget. So therefore, it's in the back of my mind. It's in the back of my mind until you push it to the very back of my mind, to the point where it ain't even a thought no more. By changing your actions, how you do things, and showing me that what you done to me hurt you. If it really, really hurt you, then you will really, 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 really would apologize and mean what you say and wouldn't do things like that if you value a friendship. And that's the problem. Folks don't value friendship. they'll do things, and then yeah. and know they done that person wrong, and then once they're done, they go on about their business instead of rectifying the situation, apologizing, and you know, and whether you apologize or not, I forgive you. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you hear what yeah. did Jesus say on the cross before he died? He said, "So Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Yep, so ladies and gentlemen, that was the introduction to friendship. Like I said, next week we're going to get into some more details. I'd like to thank my boy, Pastor Jerome Pittman, which I call him my brother, my Roman Rome, my road dog sidekick. This is the Hottest Block Talk Show. Your boy, Deacon Chance Owen. Y'all have a blessed night and have an awesome week in the Lord. And be careful when you go to work in the morning. Peace.
Thank you.